The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. Today, we'll take a little look at the middle faculty of these five faculties, sati, or mindfulness. And as I promised yesterday, because this is familiar to so many people, I'm going to sort of try not to say some of the same things that we might usually say, particularly to a group like this with some experience and some familiarity with mindfulness. Gil sometimes talks about mindfulness, sati, in the context of these five faculties as complete presence. And I'm going to sort of take that as a theme for the Dharmet and also for this guided meditation. Complete presence seems to me to be a gift we receive, kind of a patrimony or an inheritance, something like the other faculties deep within that we can access, that we can cultivate without reaching outside, without accomplishing something, but rather something we can cultivate by bringing our attention to it. Our ability to, our capacity to be here now, our capacity for complete presence is a gift that we, in addition to receiving, that we can give. In the first instance, we can give the gift of attention, as I like to think of it, to ourselves or to our experience, really paying attention to our experience, showing up for ourselves in this fundamental way. And the more we cultivate it, the more we feel comfortable giving our gift, giving the same gift of attention to others. So that's our theme for the guided, the gift of attention. So let's get comfortable in our meditation posture. For me, that always means kind of resetting the body. This is part of the settling into the meditation we talked about yesterday, bringing some attention to the energy that we bring to practice and seeking a balance of energy. We might notice that when we seek to calibrate our energy to the present moment, that the mind sometimes doesn't have a clue what that means. And so we look to the body to help us understand what's the appropriate balance. What does self-care mean right now? Oh, it means letting the shoulders relax a bit, noticing any tension around the eyes, bringing attention to the jaw. And each of us holds tension in different places, and yet many of us hold the weight of the world on our shoulders and the cares of the day in our faces, our eyes, our jaws, in our heads. So just softening around these areas, wherever we are aware of tension in the body, our objective isn't to make it go away, but to show up, give the gift of attention to our bodily experience. And we can do this throughout the meditation practice. Think of giving a gift to our experience. This gift, this precious gift of attention, this ability to direct our attention, to hold our attention, to provide places where our attention can come to rest, is a wonderful and unique gift that comes along with human birth. So maybe resting our attention in the breathing. And how in the breathing? Well, just in the sensations of breathing. We don't even have to think of it as the breath, which is adding a concept to our experience. But just noticing the rise and fall of the abdomen, the expansion and easing off of the chest, the gentle rise and fall of the shoulders. Just noticing the sensations of the in-breath, just this breath in here, and then the out-breath. This gift of attention is one we give to our experience without adding anything onto it. Just being with the primary experience that comes up to us. We rest, giving the gift of attention to the body, just as it is, just the sensations of bodily movement, perhaps of tension or holding or bracing in the body, tingling, throbbing, alertness, potential, whatever we feel in the body, just accepting body as body. And accepting is part of the gift. Doesn't mean we like it. Doesn't mean it's pleasant. Maybe accepting it is really just acknowledging as it is what's coming up. And today, in giving this gift of attention, we can make use of the fact that the mind will get caught up in things, snagged in things, get kind of concentrated or wrapped around things. Usually thoughts of the future, thoughts of the past, thoughts of other people, thoughts of ourselves, the usual courses of the mind. And before we feel that we've gotten lost or wandered off or doing it wrong, we could just notice some of the maybe bodily sensations or emotional currents that are related to those thoughts, bringing our attention slowly, gently back to the present. These things that come up in meditation, they want our attention. The body sensations, the feelings of whatever they happen to be today, inadequacy, joy, loss, exhilaration. We can just notice these things and give them that little touch of attention. We don't have to think about them. We can just sort of go, oh, that's what's here now. So instead of feeling when we find that the mind's wandered off into the day coming toward us or the day past, these creations of mind, we can bring our attention, tug it back to the center of things, but also along the way, give attention to how it feels to be here now. One way we can give this gift of attention is by when we notice the mind's caught up in things or wandered off, is to not hurry. We're going to do this a lot in this sit and in our future sitting. We don't have to hurry. We don't have to jerk the mind back to here and now. In fact, we can notice what it feels like to come back to here and now. Feel the balance and ease and simplicity and slowness of being here now in contrast to being there then. And today we can think of this as giving a gift of attention to ourselves, to our experience. Just noticing, what's it like to be here now? So as we near the end of the sit, let's reflect a little on this gift-giving capacity. And one gift we can provide ourselves is a gift that's an absence of judgment. If we didn't get lost in thought, we wouldn't have the opportunity to come back here. And each time we return to give ourselves, give our experience the gift of our attention. The capacity to give to ourselves and to others, it needs exercise. It needs to be strengthened, and this is how we do it. We give ourselves an important gift when each time we return, we don't kick ourselves for having found a need to return from wherever the mind got tangled up. No, it's an opportunity to give. And it's an opportunity to strengthen the capacity to give. May we benefit from this growing capacity to give in our lives. And may other beings also benefit, not just from the gifts, but from our capacity to give. May all beings be safe, secure. May all beings receive the gift of presence. May all beings be free from suffering.